Let us pray. Dear Lord, your grace and mercy has allowed for us to be in the last month of the year. And God, we are privileged to see it expire into another year. And Lord, right now, in these moments that we have, we just honor you and thank you for everything that you have done to bring us to where we are. We cannot claim it. We cannot say that it was because of anything that we did. But we know, O God, that it was all because of you. And as we are thankful, O God, we consider your love that is so amazing that we cannot even describe, and that how you continue to look beyond us, and you see us, and you see, O God, what we need. And we just praise you for it, O God. Lord, I want to thank you for this person that I'm privileged to pray with and for this morning. And, oh God, I know that as all of us live, we seek to know your will for our lives and for the purposes for which all of us were born. And, Lord, I just pray for this person now. I know, Father, that they have goals, they have intentions, they have dreams, they have plans, oh God. They have even strategies for the future. And, oh God, the reality is there are many dream killers in life. There are many things that will discourage us. There are actually people, God, that will seek to derail us, to prevent us from reaching the places and the positions, oh God, that you have intended for us to have. And, oh God, we thank you for the victory that we have in you. And we thank you, O God, for all that we go through in the process of becoming whom you would have us to be. And help us, O God, always to realize that we are going through these particular things for our own development, so that when we will have arrived in the place that you have always intended for us to be, we can get there and remain there for your glory. Oh God, if this person is discouraged, I lift them up to you. If they are tired, I lift them up to you. If they are weary, I lift them up to you, God. If they are despondent, I lift them up to you. And even, oh God, a word that is slipped into our common vernacular, broken. Oh God, sometimes we've overused it, but in this instance, I lift up those who are really and truly broken. And oh God, I commend them to your divine healing and to your divine hand. And I pray, oh God, that they will get past whatever it is that is seeking to hinder them from their purpose in you. In the name of Jesus. And, oh God, any kind of interference that this person may experience today, any kind of frustration, aggravation, and or irritation that will come their way, oh God, I pray that you would give them the determination to push through it. And help them to know that Satan does not mess around with those who aren't serious. And may they see and understand that the attack that they are going through is only but a confirmation that you have them in your hand and they are closer than they have ever been to the place that you would have for them to be. So any kind of hindrance, any kind of interference, we speak against it now in the name of Jesus. Any kind of demonic activity surrounding this person, we cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for them. I pray for their peace of mind. I pray, Father, that they will gain control of their thoughts. I pray, God, for their sanity. I pray, oh God, for their family, both immediate and extended. I lift them up to you now, God. Bless their homes in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, just thank you. And we're thankful, God, that you are making intercession for us via your Holy Spirit, translating and transmitting those things that perhaps we don't have time to mention. Thank you for your precious Holy Spirit that rests, rules, and abides within every heart of every person who has accepted you as Lord and Savior. Bless today. Bless today, God. And when this person shall have concluded this prayer with me and they embrace the furtherance of this day, may the day be a little brighter. May they see even the same things, but see it differently. See it from your perspective. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Whatever time this message reaches you, I pray that it does your heart good and that it reminds you of the faithfulness of our God. And again, have a good day. And do so by choice. And I would ask you, too, if you would engage with the Bethel family in random acts of kindness. We do this between Thanksgiving and the first of the year, where we do something nice for total strangers. Let God speak to your heart and how to do that. Let's show people that there are actually people in this world who still love them and who are concerned about them. Genuinely speaking. And we don't do it for attention. We do it by intention, that their hearts will be touched and that they will be prepared to receive the Christ or the gospel. Speaking of the gospel, if you have received this message, it's because whoever sent it to you loves you very much. And they thought that something would be said in this little voice note that would be a blessing to you. And among the blessings is the blessings of salvation. You can receive Christ today if you have not met him in the free pardon of sin. All you need to do is acknowledge your need for him. Then believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God the Father, that he died and rose again after 3 days. And then you confess that. You confess it, you literally confess it with your mouth, what you believe in your heart, and the Bible says, you shall be saved. I would love to hear from you personally, or at least hear of you and this decision that you have made. Feel free to send this message to whoever you think will need it, and whoever you think it would be a blessing to. This is Pastor C. Ramont Morris, the Bethel of Brooklyn Church in New York. God bless you. I love you.